This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Okay, that's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
A Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Appreciate you listening. I'm Tim Wildman, and Trivia Friday it is. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. Ed Battagliano with me. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Fired up and ready?
I'm fired up and ready.
JJ,
I've got a couple of Diet Cokes.
You ready?
I'm ready to roll.
Breakfast of ex-champions.
J.J. Jasper is here with us, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
I'm excited, and I'm bringing back a report. Last night I was in Forest, Mississippi, between Meridian, Mississippi, and Jackson, Mississippi, at a wild game supper for Forest Baptist Church. It was their seventh annual. It was the largest crowd they've ever had, and met a whole lot of Learning University students.
And you actually left there this morning and drove 3 hours to get back here for this year's class.
Yes.
So Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio, and here's how we do this. We're going to ask three questions each to you, and then ask you to call in and answer one of them and ask us a trivia question. We prefer that you do both. You can ask and answer. We prefer that you do both. So that's what we do, and then if there's a mystery question, there is a mystery question, and if the mystery question is answered correctly, you will hear this sound.
Thank you.
Yeah, we will have a mystery question is answered. We will go. All right, Devin.
Poor Devin.
We got a new board operator.
You
today,
can't tell, though, can you?
And he doesn't know what's going on.
Substitute.
Bless his heart.
It's his first time running Trivia Friday.
Yeah. It's his first time running Trivia Friday, so we got to give him a break. So, Devin, we give you a break, but that's it. One break. That's all we give you. Anyway,
at first, you know, I thought Marcel Marceau was showing us the cowbell and that the mime was just holding it up.
I don't know. Devin would have kept that thing ringing for a couple of minutes if we would have told him
okay.
to cut it off.
Oh, that would have been good. That's a great sound.
Yeah, because all of us who aren't Mississippi State fans love hearing that.
The cowbell. All right. So anyway, if you hear that cowbell sound and Devin doesn't let it ring more than 2 minutes, we will go ahead and tell you that you have answered the mystery question correctly, in which case you will receive a Trivia Friday t-shirt.
That is correct.
A free Trivia Friday t-shirt for answering the mystery question.
And a brand new one instead of the previously worn.
Hey, I just thought of a new ESA test, or it used to be EBS test. This is a test. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. If you hear a cowbell ringing, go to your safe place. Instead of the...
Right, yeah.
Yeah, if you hear a cowbell, run to your safe place right now. Take cover. Take shelter.
Your safe place, and that'll probably be on one of our colleges or universities.
That emergency system sound is so annoying, I just turn it off.
Yes.
I don't ever catch what the problem danger is. What the exact danger is, I just know that I almost don't want to hear your sound as much as I do take
Listen,
the danger.
I've seen enough episodes of Twilight Zone to know that if you see that emergency broadcast signal, it's over, man. It is over. Something bad has happened.
We've gone so far off on a detour.
No.
Please let me share this.
Yes.
So this lady is looking out, and the gas men working for the gas company, she sees them at the end of the street. And it's a younger guy and an older guy, and he's always trying to one-up the guy. And he said after they finished their thing, he said, I'll race you to the truck. And, boy, they take off running for all they're worth. Well, right when they get to the truck, a lady in her house coat and slippers, she's right behind them. And they kind of alarmed, said, what in the world? What are you doing here? She said, when I saw two men from the gas company running as fast as they could.
I got out of there.
Yeah, I just wanted to go the direction you're going.
All right, here's the phone number to reach us. It is...
I have it. I have it right here, Tim.
And please, the only rule we have here is If you've called and gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, do not call. Please, we want to give as many new people an opportunity to play trivia as possible. So that's the ground rule that we have there. Go ahead.
What's the phone number? Here's the number. Is 888-589-8840. That number again, 888-589-8840.
Okay, so let's see. There was one other thing I was going to mention. But I forgot.
Wristbands? Because we've been telling people about the
No, we
Keep
will
Christ
tell them about
Christmas
that later,
wristbands.
But no, it wasn't that. But anyway, so there's
something
the phone.
Important.
Oh, you can email us at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net, and you can watch the show live on Facebook. So if you want to go to Facebook and click on Today's Issues, you can watch the show there on American Family Radio. JJ is giving everybody a wave. Not a shout out. It's a wave. All right. So, what are your three questions, Brother Ed?
Well, thank you,
Tim. Professor Ed, rather.
That's so
You're
nice
a brother
of you to
and
ask.
A professor.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
Here are my three questions. What famous American gangster was known as Scarface?
Mm-hmm.
What famous American gangster was known as Scarface?
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Second question. Bananas don't actually grow on trees. Is that true or false? And third question, it's a Bible question. This is a little bit challenging, but from what people did David take Jerusalem from? Jerusalem became the capital eventually of Israel. From what people did David take Jerusalem from? That's what I've got.
Good questions. Here's my three. First question, what U.S. state is known as the breadbasket of America? What U.S. state is known as the breadbasket of America? Second question, Bible question, what name did the king's chief official give to Daniel? What name did the king's chief official give to Daniel? You remember the Hebrew children, they were given new names. Third question, true or false? Coconuts kill more people each year than sharks do. Is that true? Are false.
I got bit by a coconut once. It was not pleasant.
Coconuts, da-dump, da-dump.
Get out from under that palm tree.
Coconuts kill more people each year than sharks do. True or false?
All right. That's it. That's interesting right there. It's an interesting question, JJ. Here are my three. How many toes does a dog have? Don't go count your dog's toes now.
You mean total or like on a... one paw or something?
No, total.
Okay.
A complete dog.
A complete dog.
Yeah.
Hey, this may help people solve that mystery. The dog walked into a saloon.
Yeah, this will help. Yes.
Dog walked into a saloon. Everything got quiet.
You know what?
And he said, I missed a part. Three-legged dog walked into a saloon. And everything got quiet. And he said, I'm looking for the man that shot my paw.
JJ, when you pass away, I'm giving your brain for research. Because you deserve it, brother. You've got you can remember jokes and riddles and
about rhymes. Anything.
Huh?
Anything.
It's amazing.
Any topic.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Wife says he can't remember two things at Walmart, but he remembers all these jokes.
She said, I gave you one job, and I come home with bread or milk, but not both.
That's what my wife, Allison, used to tell me. How come you can't bring three things home from Walmart, but you remember the 1964 lineup of the St. Louis Cardinals? Why is that? Maybe that's about your want to, you think, maybe? All right, here are my three questions. She doesn't do that to me much. And now with text.
Now you're trying to get yourself out of trouble.
I know. I'm going to move on. How many toes does a dog have? Number two, how many colors are there in the spectrum? You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yes.
How many colors are there in the spectrum? And number three, how many keys are on a standard piano? How many keys are on a standard piano? Piano.
I thought you were going to say keychain. I thought, wow, that's going to be about guess.
Yeah, talk about relativism, huh? I think you should know, you can go count your paws on your dog. Now, I will say this, there are a rare breed of dogs that have more than this number of...
Are you talking about your typical dog?
Your typical dog has how many toes? That's what I want to know. And you can go count your toes on your dog if you want to get the answer. I don't care how you find out. But that's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. No, that's my question, and I'm sticking to it. I haven't given the answer yet. Let's go to the phones.
I think that's a great idea.
It's still time to rescue this show.
We go first to Mississippi. I hope that's where we're at. And
what kind of...
Well, I clicked on the computer, and some weird symbol came up. So, Mississippi, Marvin is on the line. Marvin, welcome to Trivia Friday. Are you there, Marvin?
Hello, Ed.
Yes.
I'm doing great.
Okay.
How many years has Learning University been on the air?
That's good. Now, is that
Hello?
Your question? Yes. Can you hear us?
No. I've been trying. I can hear you.
Okay.
I've been trying for I don't know how many years to get on.
Wow. Congratulations. You got through.
Yeah. Well, JJ, I remember when you came on the air in the Forest Station. Was that back in 88 or 89 maybe?
No, it would have
back
been
there. That was the first.
It would have been in the early 90s because we went on the air summer of 91. Hey, Marvin, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
All right. I'd like to do both here.
Which one you want to answer?
First, I think the one about the breadbasket. Isn't that Kansas?
Here's the question. What U.S. state is known as the breadbasket of America?
Isn't that Kansas?
Yes, sir.
All
way
right.
to start things out, Marvin.
Excellent
All
job.
Right. All right.
Now, what's your question for us?
All right. What was the earliest prophecy of the second coming of Christ?
The earliest prophecy
Not
of the
first.
The earliest prophecy of the second coming.
That's a good question.
Christ. That is a good question.
And also, who was the prophet?
Okay, I think I got this one. All right. It is. Okay, now I'm just going to give my answer. Well, let us talk amongst ourselves,
okay? Are you thinking Joel?
No, I'm thinking Enoch. And it is Jude who quotes Enoch saying that the Lord will come with 10,000s of his holy ones. And Enoch being one of the, you know, first people in the Bible.
I think you just bingoed, Ed.
What do you guys think? You guys
let's bingo with you. Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
How about Enoch? It's in the book of Jude that it's referenced. Did you ask something else about it?
No, that's the one. You're the first person that I've ever asked that to, and I've asked it to dozens of pastors. You're the first person that has ever answered that.
Wow. So do I get something?
Is,
do I get something for that?
Send him a Marvin University t-shirt.
Yeah, I guess I could send him that.
Just the satisfaction of knowing you got it right, Ed.
Yes.
That ought to be enough.
That should be enough for your average person, but it's not. It's not enough for me. I mean, what Marvin just said, that's...
Right.
That's,
yeah, that's
I should
impressive.
At least get a free pizza or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I think so. Send him some kind of coupon.
No, you're right. Tim's right. I'm just was happy to, you know, to get it right. And
Who are we talking to?
Marvin.
Hey, Marvin, take care of my friend.
Thanks, Marvin. Have
Appreciate
a great
it.
Weekend.
Marvin's been trying to get on for a long time. You're listening to...
That's pretty impressive and a great way to start. He answered it right, and our pastor on staff answered that Bible question correctly.
Today's Issues, the name of the program, Trivia Friday is what we do here each Friday. So if you want to have a little fun playing trivia, here's your place to be on Friday. And we also call this...
Learning University.
And Learning University is on the air.
You have fun, but we also make you a better person.
Better.
More smarter.
Smarter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Improving the world one IQ question at a time.
There you go.
Or one question at a time that improves your IQ.
Time well spent on this show.
Yeah, spent. Invested.
Invested, yes.
Time well invested. Not spent, but invested. All right, let's go back to the phones.
All right, we go back to the phones. Going to go to Massachusetts. My old stomping grounds.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Well, down here it's Massachusetts, but those of us from that area call it Massachusetts. Tom is on the line. Tom, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. Good to hear you.
Hey, good to hear you. What part of Massachusetts are you from?
I'm not in Massachusetts. I'm in Maryland. I have a hum on my phone due to the rain that happens to come every time, and I got to get it fixed, but... I'm from Maryland.
Oh, you're from Maryland.
Okay. Yeah, a little town called Hancock.
All right.
Right, skinniest part of Maryland on the map.
On the people work out a lot. Is that what you're saying? They do a lot of aerobics.
You know?
Yeah.
Ed, can you not be serious for just just one caller?
All right.
Follow the lead of JJ and me, okay?
All right, Tom. I'm going to be serious.
I'm trying to follow the rule and help people in Podunk become more learned.
Podunk. There is a Podunk somewhere, surely. Everybody else says he lives
Podunk.
Podunk, whatever.
Out in the boonies or out in Podunk. Hey, Tom, ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
I want to do the color spectrum.
All right, who had that?
I had that one. The question is, how many colors are there in the spectrum? What's the answer?
Seven.
Nice.
Wow.
Seven. Tom.
I didn't know that answer.
Seven. Do you know any more about that, Tom?
No, I don't. I looked it up. I had a feeling it was seven, but I wanted to double check. Somewhere on the archives of my brain, I remembered it. But
what is that?
It's an old buzzard. I restore some kind of information, and that was stuck in my brain again.
There you go. I'm not sure. I just have the question. Now, most questions I have, I do a little more research so I know exactly some context here. But a spectrum.
That's
the rainbow, or you got a crystal, and the colors, the light reflects through there, or something like that.
Yeah, it has to do with what the eye can see. There's a spectrum of colors, but it's actually, I think, light waves.
Okay.
I always thought it was Roy G. Biv, and when I looked it up, I saw the colors were red, orange, yellow, Roy G. Biv.
Red, orange.
Blue, green.
Blue, green.
Yes.
So a rainbow, though, has that many colors in it?
Yes.
I think so.
See them. Some of them fade unless it's a real clear rainbow.
Yeah.
Rainbow.
Right, but the actual colors, I guess, represent Roy G. Biv, and I've always remembered that since a kid. That's why I said I kind of thought it was, but I wanted to. It was Newton who divided the colors into what he called the spectrum.
Okay.
So red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
Yeah. And you know, it's good that you got those little learning tips to help you with. I remember I used one time. It was gazoon height, but I forget what the question was, but that was the answer.
Gazoon height.
Took a little while to answer it, but that was the
each letter stood for something.
That's exactly
right. You just don't remember what
that
was.
Very important question.
I got one question related to what we're talking about here. You mentioned the color indigo. Is that what you mentioned?
Yes.
What is that exactly? What color
is that? That's kind of a blue. Is indigo a bluish, Tom?
I think it's a bluish. It's a bluish purple,
yeah.
But not quite yet purple.
Okay, I got you.
Kind of like I'm not yet grown up.
I wanted some furniture that color. My wife wouldn't let me get it. So
indigo. I want to go for the indigo.
Yeah, it's majestic.
Tim, you need to put your foot down.
Yeah, put my foot down.
You're the leader in your home. Put your foot down. Right, get that furniture.
When Melanie comes around at lunchtime, I want to see how big a boy you are. Just to put your foot down. Yes, ma'am. Whatever you say, honey. To quote J.J. Jasper.
Tom, what's your question for us?
Well, I don't know if it's a fact, but I know that it is a fact to me. And like your previous caller, though, I've been listening for about 6 years, and this is the first time that I got through, so I was pretty fortunate. I've always wanted to get in and be able to answer a question or volunteer one, but it's pretty good. My question is true or false? So you got a 50-50 shot on this, of course.
mm-hmm. You're good.
Is it possible to stand at the start or the end of a rainbow?
Is it possible to what now?
To stand.
It must be, because that's where the pot of gold is, isn't it?
No, that's where the leprechaun is, Ed.
Question.
All right, we're just going to talk amongst ourselves, Tom, so don't say yes or no yet.
Here's the deal. You go to the grocery store and get you a box of Lucky Charms. You round up some leprechauns and you head out there in the woods on a rainy, misty day. You look right where that rainbow ends and you take that box of Lucky Charms and those little leprechauns. Y'all gather right there to start or the stop of that rainbow. And yes, that's the answer to Tom's question.
Oh, we miss that guy, because last week, JJ's voice was was going.
I think we named him Earl.
Guys, I don't think you can. I think the rainbow is just water vapor in the air. And so I don't know that it would
We're
have
to say no.
You know, I hope so, because I don't have a 401k, and I'm counting on finding the end of that rainbow for retirement purposes.
You keep believing, JJ. You just keep believing.
I'm going to say yes. They say no. I say yes.
All right, Tom. So none of us know what we're talking about. We all have guesses. Who guessed right?
Well, the answer is yes.
Really?
Yes. Back in 1976, I was driving a truck through the mountains of Colorado, and I was in Silverthorn, and I was coming through a small town and heading out towards the main road, and I had to stop my truck because I could not believe my eyes, and I had two witnesses with me, and we saw this rainbow that looked maybe a couple hundred yards away, and I thought, like you mentioned, that maybe it was a mist, a vapor in the air, and I actually got out and went over two little fences, one of them barbed wire, and I actually stood right in the center and can see all the colors around me.
Wow.
And it was the most amazing thing that I've ever witnessed. And I had heard many years ago another person had said the same thing. So I do believe it's true. I mean, it's like I said, it's not a bona fide fact, but I do believe
Tom.
That it's possible
Tom.
I was witness to it.
Yeah. Tom, did they take you on up into outer space? Or was it just on the ground there?
I fought them off, though. Yeah.
Tom, I believe you, but I think that would be an amazing, incredible experience. Look around and be in the middle of all those colors. That's pretty phenomenal. I believe it.
Tom, how long ago was this?
Beg pardon?
How long ago was this?
1976, Silverthorn, Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it happens every time you have a bicentennial. That kind of thing happens to people.
We're just having a little fun with you, Tom.
You hear these stories.
Yeah.
Tom, have a good weekend, buddy. Glad you made it through and you finally got through on Learning University.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also called
Learning University.
I tell you what, Devin, do you know how to take a break?
He means for the show.
Do you know
Devin.
How to go to break for a show? We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break 1 minute early. And the reason for that is because I don't want to take a call.
Leave
them
hanging.
And then have to take a break in 1 minute. So we're going to take our break a little early. That's what freedom is about, people. That's why we live in America and we love it.
America.
It's not legalistic university here.
No, we take a break 1 minute early. You know, I don't think that's mentioned in the Bible anywhere, one way or another.
Right.
So we're going to take our break early, come back and get back to our calls. Who's coming up after the break?
Well, we have from Mississippi, we have Kenny, we have Seth, we have Robert from Arkansas, Linda from Texas, Hamilton from Oklahoma, Judy from Texas.
Judy. Never saw the movie, but I just remember people.
And actually, she's never ever heard that before either.
Yeah, that's kind of lame. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman. Our spiritual heritage tours of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, as well as Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, they fill up several months in advance. So I'm letting you know now, our June and September tours are ready to sign up for. If you want to register, go to our website, spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com, and check out our June and September 2018 tours.
I feel so hopeless.
Is there any hope? I just feel like there's no hope at all.
Is there any hope?
Get hope.
Ever felt like all your efforts, time, investment, and hard work are bringing little or no return?
That's TWR President Lauren Libby.
Well, I certainly have. Jesus once asked his followers to feed 5,000 people, and they replied, "How do you want us to do this?" So Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 little fish from a boy in the crowd and fed everybody there with 12 baskets full of leftovers. His followers had worked hard to accomplish an impossible task, but Jesus brought the leverage factor into that meal. He made the resources go far beyond what his followers could have ever dreamed. Seeing the Lord leverage my life is a real source of hope.
Need more hope? We have resources waiting for you, including a free devotional. You'll find them at gethoperadio.com. That's gethoperadio.com.
Hello Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next.
From director Kevin Sorbo and executive producer Sean Hannity comes Let There Be Light. Saul Harkins is a man who has turned away from God, but a near-fatal car crash gives him one last chance to renew his life, his family, and his faith. Let There Be Light, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at lettherebelightmovie.com.
Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. Universities across the nation are waging war on manly men, fighting what they call toxic masculinity. In other words, they're trying to turn red-blooded American dudes into ladies, and academia appears to be winning the war. Today's men are more likely to wear mantyhose and get facial peels and carry man bags. A few years ago, I conducted an unscientific poll to determine what the average woman looks for in a man. The poll results were not all that surprising. Ladies want a man who loves his family. They also want somebody who drives a pickup truck, eats meat, and will carry them out of a burning building if necessary. In other words, they want the kind of man made in God's image, not the image of some effeminate intellectual stuffed in skinny jeans sipping chai tea with his pinky finger extended. I'm Todd Starnes.
Ryan Fisher here. Utterly false accusations against Roy Moore have exploded in the talking snake media, with his severest critics being Republican senators from the swamp. We'll talk about the latest information that vindicates Roy Moore and explore why these senators were so quick to believe the worst about the judge. That and more today on Focal Point at 105 Central.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, Jed's a millionaire. Kin folks said, Jed, move away from there. Said California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly.
All right. I tell you what. We had to vote. That would be my vote. If we had to replace our current national anthem. I mean, if we were forced to, you know. Somebody held a gun to your head and said, replace the national anthem with another song. I think I'm going with that one right
there. You'd go with that one? Huh? Well, I'll tell you what, it'd be easy to remember and easier to sing.
Yeah, and Jed Clampett was a great American hero. So, I mean, you know.
Get my vote.
Okay. Let's repeat our questions that have...
Heretofore.
Gone unanswered.
All right, here are my three questions. What famous American gangster was known as Scarface? Second question, a true false in honor of J.J. Jasper. Bananas don't actually grow on trees. Is that true or false? And a Bible question, it's a little bit of a hard question. From what people did David take Jerusalem from? From what people did David take Jerusalem from? He walked, he laid siege to it and took it.
He took it by force.
It was in the promised land. They wouldn't give it.
So he took it by force.
Yep.
Here's what I've got.
He warned them.
First question from the Bible. What name did the king's chief official give to Daniel? You remember when they were captured and taken into captivity? What name did they give to Daniel? Second question.
It wasn't Hey You.
Second question, true or false? Coconuts kill more people each year than sharks do. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one, multiple choice. What is the world's best-selling musical instrument? What is the world's best-selling musical instrument? A, guitar. B, drums. Or C, harmonica. Is it guitar, drums, or harmonica? World's best-selling instrument, musical instrument.
Tuba's not in there?
Tuba's not in there.
Not an option?
Okay. No.
Here are my three questions, and then we'll go back to the phones. By the way, our phone, what's our phone number?
Thank you for asking, Tim. Our phone number is 888-589-8840. That number again, 888-589-8840.
Yeah.
If you want to call in and try to get on this here show.
Just be forewarned, it's hard to get in.
Yes, it is.
It could drive you to drugs if you stay, you know.
It'll drive you to coconut.
Yeah, or other things. Anyway, so you can call in. Our email is comments@afr.net. You can go to our Facebook Live Today's Issues page and watch the show there live if you want to, or ask, participate there on the comment section. Here are my three questions, and back to the phones we'll go. How many toes does a dog have? Your typical dog. Okay, how many toes does a dog have? Not the dog that's in the county fair.
The two-headed dog?
Yeah, you know, it's the freak dog. I'm talking about how many toes does a typical dog have? How many keys are on a standard piano? How many keys are on a
Good
standard
question.
Piano? And finally, what's missing from a navel orange? What is missing from a navel orange?
Belly right. button lint.
Good. I'm not saying yes or no on that, JJ.
Okay,
I'm not going to answer that. Go ahead. Back to the phones.
All right. We go back to the phones. We go back to Mississippi. Kenny is on the line. Kenny, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Kenny. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I like to do both.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
I'm going to try JJ's true and false question.
All right, Kenny, here we go. True or false? Coconuts kill more people each year than sharks do. Kenny, is that true or false?
I'm going to say true.
Kenny, it is 100%. True.
Really?
150 people are killed each year by coconuts. So the next time you see somebody in the wild, be sure to yell loudly and warn everybody, coconuts, coconuts, everybody out from under the trees.
I just want to know how that's handled at a funeral.
In the obituary, you mean?
Yeah, in an obituary. And, you know, he went on vacation to Hawaii. And
was killed by a coconut.
Do you put that in the obit, or just say sudden
know.
Illness?
a sudden. He died suddenly.
Yes,
died suddenly.
I mean, we're not
laughing at people who are killed by
coconuts.
Because I laughed when you first gave the answer.
And I'm wondering about your whole Nat Geo and all that Shark Week. They make a pretty big deal about Shark Week.
Right.
It's time to have Coconut Week.
Coconut Week.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair. If more people are killed by coconuts than sharks, that's a whole lot of shark stuff for
next,
an entire week.
Next on Miami CSI.
Coconut right. NATO. What is it? Yeah. They have Shark NATO? Coconut NATO.
They got the, but they could come up with one for the coconut. It could be like, hey, man, a little bit of calypso. And then you go, I hear that calypso music. Run for your life.
Attack of the killer coconuts.
Yeah. Any more jokes about people dying of coconuts?
Yeah, Kenny, we're taking a bad turn here.
Yeah,
Kenny.
Right.
Hey, what's your question?
But you did get it correct.
What's your question for us, Kenny?
All right. What is the only letter in the alphabet that you won't find in any of the states' names?
Oh, good question.
You got an X in there. You don't have an X in there.
Texas.
There,
you got the X.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just saw this
yeah.
a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
All right. So, because it's not,
New
I
Jersey,
mean, there's
you,
there's V.
You got an Arkansas? I mean, you got a Z in there?
You got Z in Arizona.
Arizona?
Yeah, I'm quitting. I give up.
No, but think of some of the oddball letters. What's Q in?
Now, Q might be...
Can't think of Q
maybe,
in
maybe
anything.
Maybe Q.
I'm going to go with Q.
Yeah, I'm going with JJ. We're going with Q, Kenny.
That's right.
Q. All right, JJ.
Clap for ourselves.
Woo-hoo.
We had to pull it out. It took
a
little bit.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, brother.
Appreciate it, Kenny. Have a good weekend, brother.
Hey, listen, folks. If you want your Trivia Friday T-shirt, and don't we all?
Yes.
There are a few things in life that you just... our necessities, and a Trivia Friday / Learning University T-shirt would be included in that list of necessities of life.
Would make a wonderful Thanksgiving gift.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I'm going to make a bold statement here because people are all about safety and different kinds of insurance. Nobody has ever been killed by a coconut wearing a Learning University t-shirt.
There you go.
Never happened.
Draw your own conclusions.
No, you don't read reports about that in the paper?
No.
Ever.
Well, there was one thing in National Enquirer, but that's you can't.
It involved an alien spacecraft. We didn't believe it.
Guy standing in a rainbow.
Yeah,
you can't go by all that.
It was bogus from the beginning. So anyway, if you want to order your Learning University t-shirt, we have those available at our store, our online store. All you need to go to afastore.net, right?
Correct.
And they're $15.
The mundo.
The new and improved t-shirt.
They really are nice, really nice t-shirts.
They're absolutely new. Waterproof. They act as a deodorant. You won't sweat.
I think you're overselling this
here
thing.
Here we go.
Just a little bit.
They're
here.
Bulletproof.
Oh my!
None of that's true, folks. What Ed just said. He gets a little carried away once in a while. We're just offering you a nice t-shirt made in China. That's all we're saying. I'm just kidding. I don't think they're not
no,
made
they're,
in China.
They're made in
the good old US of A.
We made sure they're made in the good old
US of A. They're made in the good old US of A. So there you go.
Otherwise, they'd only be $3.
$15 too is all.
Yeah,
that's
$15.
A great price.
So afastore.net, afastore.net. Please go and get yourself a Learning University t-shirt at afastore.net for just $15.
It helps the ministry.
Yeah. Back to the phone.
Plus, it is the height of fashion.
It's a patriotic duty.
Yes. All right, we go back to Mississippi. Mississippi's lighting it up, folks. Where the rest of you states? Seth is on the line. Seth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Seth?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
The question about Daniel.
All right, Seth, now here's the Bible question. What name did the king's chief official give to Daniel when he was in captivity?
Well, then, he's like, here's the bear.
You're destroying America's youth, JJ.
Go ahead, Seth. I got to hear this. I got to hear it. Here's the deal. Go ahead.
How about Belshazzar?
Belshazzar.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Seth. Here's the deal.
You're making my ribs hurt laughing so hard. Man, Seth. I love these protégés out there.
Yes.
How old are you, Seth?
14.
So
Weeks, I'll be 15.
Okay, happy birthday.
So
early.
Thank you.
Driver's license, what, less than 2 years away, right?
Well, 14 and 4 feet tall. I don't think I'm going to get anywhere.
No, I think you're going to get your driver's license in 2 years is what I'm talking about.
And if I don't stay 4 feet tall.
Well, that's true. You got to be able to see over the wheel.
You may have a growth spurt.
You don't know. You know what's going to happen. You could be complaining about your height next
year.
Yeah.
This time.
That's right. So, hey, Al, we do want to encourage you, Seth, to stay away from coconuts.
Right.
They are dangerous,
right.
dangerous.
Yeah, more than sharks.
Yeah. Coconut hits you on the head, you're less than 4 feet, Seth. You're probably 3'10", you know?
That's right.
So, you know what's going to be, whenever the...
going to look like the cartoons when they're just like a...
Go ahead. Yes.
Bouncing up and down.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Seth, go ahead with your question for us.
So you can either have a food question or an American history question.
Let's go food right now.
Sure.
Okay. The word vinegar comes from two French words. What are they?
Let us talk amongst ourselves, Seth. Don't say yes or no or laugh at us or anything like that.
The only real French word I know is olé. But I don't think that really ties in with
I know we.
Oui. Yeah, oui.
I took French in high school. I mentioned this
bonjour.
Before.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Parlez-vous français, which means...
Well, we know that vinaigre is probably wine. Okay?
True.
That's probably... Don't you think that's probably...
I agree. That's a good deduction.
Probably wine or something.
Yeah.
So cigar would be maybe sour. We got to know what the actual French words are, Seth?
That's it. You already got them.
Oh, sour wine?
Wow, look at this.
Exactly.
You guys.
Well, that's a good vine vinegar. I mean, sure. That's the vine wine. That's yeah. Where'd you get gar from?
Gar. I just thought, because vinegar is sour.
Okay.
I mean, so I just thought it must be sour.
Okay.
Wow.
That's good. Way to go ahead.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes would be proud of that.
I was with you. I helped you get that first
pass. That was an assist.
That didn't contribute squat to that one right there.
I got hit on the head with a coconut as a kid.
And it came to you.
I think it actually helped me.
Thank you, Seth.
Appreciate it, Seth.
You know, we're talking about that, but the next time I go to the beach on vacation, I'm going to say, hey, I'm not worried about the different color flags about Riptide. Where's the flag about the coconut warning on this beach?
That's right.
As soon as the fake news gets word of this, they're going to have to change those flags and add a little something else for our protection.
That's right.
Because did you know, in case you missed it earlier, folks, and just joining us, J.J. Jasper, Professor Jasper, shared with us the fact, it's a fact, that coconuts kill more people
worldwide
annually than sharks.
Sharks. Yep. That's right.
Sharks get all the attention.
They get all the attention.
Coconuts kill more people, unfortunately.
Well, because it's going to be a little hard to have a TV show where a coconut busts out of that water and goes real high.
It's just not the same.
No.
Yeah.
Not the same. Yeah. All right. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go this time to Texas, and Linda is on the line. Linda, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, hello there, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Gentlemen. Wow.
Linda.
I like that.
Thank you, Linda.
Well, I use that term quite loosely.
Yes, you do.
Have a nice weekend, Linda. Goodbye.
Thanks for the upgrade.
The upgrade.
Well, it's just so hard to hear you guys during the week, you know, and taking you seriously, and then to hear you on Fridays. You know, there it's just...
Whiplash.
It just causes... Yes, something like that.
Well,
confusion.
Well, I mean, so you want us to be serious on this show or more comedic on the other show? Which would help you out?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Linda, ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
The keys of the piano.
All right.
Somebody took my other two.
What? My question? All right, we're talking to Linda here.
Linda.
Linda, how many keys are on a standard piano?
88.
88. Wow. Nicely done.
Hey, oddly enough, that is the same exact answer for the number of toes on a dog. Strange how that worked out.
No, that dog is in the county fair. If it's got 88 toes.
I don't know what kind of dog you have. Yeah. Oh, and a little clarification on the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
People who have been on extremely tall buildings and also the astronauts out in space have taken pictures of that. The rainbow is actually round.
Really?
So you really cannot stand at the beginning or the end.
Are you? What was that caller's name?
Who was the caller that said that?
It wasn't Marvin, was it?
Yeah.
Hey, it was Marvin.
You call him
Marvin a liar?
Well, no, I said clarification.
Oh, okay.
He stood in the rainbow.
Yeah,
but there is no beginning. Yeah, it's round.
He said he stood in there and all the colors were around him.
And he heard voices.
Oh,
did he say voices or something?
No.
Marvin, if you're still listening, brother, we're just having fun.
Marvin, I think it was somebody else.
It was a spaceship. Yeah. It was in there somewhere.
Linda, what is your question for us?
Well, I have a serious question. We just attended a Veterans Day celebration at the school. And my husband spoke, and one of the statistics that he gave was how many veterans are committing suicide every day.
Mm. It's just horrific. I've heard these numbers.
Man, I don't know. I don't know the number.
It's
tragic. Whatever the number is. What is the number, Linda?
20.
20 a day. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
That's tragic.
We've got to get the veterans
so
help.
We need to pray for them, but
that's right.
But anyway,
thank you for shedding light on that, and Linda, and thank you for your husband's service and all of you listening that are currently serving with Veterans Day tomorrow and throughout the weekend. We're going to be saluting those of you who gave a service to our country. So God bless you and thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Thank
More
you.
Than welcome.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate it. And we do remind our folks to do pray for our veterans. And if you know some, maybe attend your church or maybe just in your neighborhood, stop by, and maybe God will give you an opportunity to show them the love of God if they don't already know Him.
I was at this Wild Game Supper last night, over 400 people, and they sang the national anthem. And before I was going, I was talking to Tom, the guy sort of in charge. He said, you know, we're going to honor our veterans, honor our first responders. And he said, I can promise you that when we sing the national anthem, not one person will take a knee.
Oh,
they sure didn't. It was good to be in a you know, America, middle America, and see that.
Yeah.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
We're going to repeat our questions for the last time this half hour, and then we'll get back to calls. Ed, what do you have still on the table?
Thank you, Tim. Here's my first question. What famous American gangster was known as Scarface?
Mm-hmm.
Second question, is it true or false? Bananas don't actually grow on trees. Is that true or false? And a Bible question, from what people did David take Jerusalem from? That's what I've got.
He took it from a group of people?
Group of people.
Not a club or nothing, like
no.
Shriners.
It ends with ites. You know, all those groups in there that
okay.
You know, ends in I-T-E-S.
Okay, not like...
I'll give a hint.
Not like Rotary or...
No, like the Rotary Club.
The Lions.
Took it from the Lions Club,
no.
Yeah. I'll give a hint for some of you who are out there.
Okay, give us a hint, Ed.
It's in 1 Chronicles 11. Just go look it up.
Okay.
There you go.
What do you got over there, Jake?
Here's what I've got. Multiple choice. What is the world's best-selling musical instrument? Guitar, drums, or harmonica? And then I'll add one. Caracule and Dorset are types of what? Caracule, or however, it's K-A-R-A-K-U-L. Caracule and Dorset are types of what?
Hmm. And I thought my Jerusalem question was hard.
Are those federal holidays?
Yeah, Tim, I got to take Caracool off. Can I?
I'm wondering. We're making them, you know, making holidays.
Become like
everybody.
Kwanzaa
yeah,
or something.
We're making holidays for everybody. All right, here are my three questions. Well, I don't have three anymore because why? Because somebody answered the question about how many keys are on a standard piano. That would be 88.
That was Linda.
Here are my two questions that have heretofore gone unanswered. Number one, what's missing from a navel orange? What is missing from a naval orange?
The Army,
two.
The Air Force, the Marines,
Coast
and
Guard.
The naval, those naval oranges there.
Second question, how many toes does a dog have?
I'm surprised that's still there.
Yeah.
With all our pet lovers, right. I thought that would last
five minutes. How many toes does a dog have? All right, back to the phones. Ed.
Back to the phones we go. We're going back to Texas now. And Judy is on the line. Judy, Judy, Judy. Never heard that? You've never heard that before, have you?
Oh, no, never.
Just like I've never heard Eddie Spaghetti with the meatball eyes. Put them in the oven and you get French fries. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My bitterness is starting to show.
Okay. That's okay. I've heard these my whole life. My maiden name is Manasco. So.
Manasco.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the sauce?
Yeah. So you can imagine. You can imagine. I've had it. Huh. My whole life too, so I understand those names.
What's your maiden name now? I mean, let me rephrase. What is your married? What is your married name now?
It's Rogers now.
Rogers, yeah.
Right.
I see. That was a big selling point, wasn't it? When you met your husband.
Oh yes, definitely.
From Manasco.
What's that, Manasco? What is it? Is it like? A sauce? What is that?
Sauce? Why do you keep saying that?
It sounds like a sauce you put on pizza. Hey, pass the Manasco.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's definitely
Tabasco.
Italian. So.
Oh, Tabasco.
Tabasco.
Judy,
all right, Judy.
Ask, answer, or
yes,
do
I've heard
both.
That too.
Yes.
I would love to do both.
Which question you feel good about?
Well, about Tim's question with the dog toes.
Okay, right, yes, Judy, here's the question again for all those who missed it. How many toes does a dog have?
Well, on average, most dogs have 18 toes.
That
Whoa!
Is.
Oh,
my goodness. I knew that. That's awesome.
You have won yourself.
Wow.
And today's issue.
But I can tell you, Akitas in Great Pyrenees definitely have 20 toes because they actually have a dew claw on the back of their feet. You know,
yes.
On their back feet. So
there are dogs with more, but their typical dog has 18. And here's how this is explained according to Quora. Y'all familiar with this?
Yeah, I'm a member of Quora.
Cora the Explorer. Maybe you've heard of her.
We celebrate Cora at our house.
Yeah, Cora.
Cora tree. Cora, we're putting it up before Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah, and anyway, there. So says Cora. These are sometimes, though less often now, removed by breeders. The standard dog has four functional toes on each foot. Most dogs also are born with one declaw on each front leg, thus 18.
Yeah.
See, 4, 4, 5, 5. So anyway, that's how you get 18, and Judy is absolutely correct.
Nicely done, Judy.
She answered the mystery question.
That's awesome.
That's right.
So we're going to send you a Trivia Friday T-shirt as our gift to you for getting the question correct, the mystery question
correct.
Oh,
that's great.
So you'll need to hold on, Judy, when we get through so we get your address so we put that in the mail.
We'll put you on hold, okay? So after you ask your question.
Sure.
But congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I sure appreciate that, guys. I have wanted one, so I'm so glad.
All right. What's your question for us?
Okay. This is in the King James Version Bible, okay? Because I didn't notice it in any of the other ones. So there are three books in the New Testament that do not end in the word amen. What three? There's only three. Can you name those three?
Now that is some good trivia right there.
We should know this.
I'm guessing it would be... No, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Judy, okay?
That's fine.
All right.
Okay.
I'm guessing it would be the three of the four Gospels. What do you guys think? You think Acts?
I'm trying to remember the end of Acts, if it has a... The truth is, we don't know.
I'm going to go with you and say the Gospels.
Yeah, how about, Tim wants to throw in Acts. We're going to go with, how about Matthew, Mark, and Luke?
Well, Acts, you definitely got right, Tim.
Oh, good.
Good.
You got it,
Tim.
You're welcome.
The other one, the other two would be James, and believe it or not, 3 John.
3 John.
1 John and 2 John end in amen, but 3 John does not end in amen.
And all the Gospels end in...
That was strange to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So score that Tim 1, Ed, JJ 0.
Yeah. But who's counting,
who's
right?
Who's counting, right? No, okay.
Thanks, Judy.
Great job, Judy. Hang on. We're going to put you on hold.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Then Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we will send you a Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt. Congratulations on that.
All right, let's try one more real quick.
Okay, one more, okay. We'll go to Arkansas, and Robert is on the line. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you.
Hey, Robert.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
How about both altogether?
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The one about David.
All right. From what people did David take Jerusalem from? Or take Jerusalem?
Well, you gave a hint and said that it ended in ites, and that just gave it away right there because I knew the first part was Jebus.
Yes, it's Jebusites. Very good.
Nicely done.
Wow, that's impressive.
Hey, Robert, any way you can ask your question quickly?
Yeah, I'm from Marlton, Arkansas. If you don't know where that's at, it's about 20 miles from Toadsuck, Arkansas. How did Toadsuck get its name?
Toadsuck. How did Toadsuck get its name?
You better tell us. We're not going to know.
Yeah.
Absolutely no idea.
I'll make it quick. There's a bunch of seamen would stop there whenever the river was low on Arkansas River and drink beer, and people in the community say, those fellas down there just sucking on them beer bottles like a bunch of toads.
And thus the name.
That's the name.
Yeah. That stuck.
I actually have a T-shirt that says Toadsuck.
Toadsuck.
Yeah.
Hey, Robert, thank you, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
We'll be back after the break.
5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.